My name is Percy Jackson.
You are a half-blood, and half-bloods are not safe in the world. The stories about gods and heroes and monsters, they are real.
Grover, why is there half a goat in your pants?
I'm a satyr, and I'm your protector.
Welcome to camp, Percy Jackson. We've been expecting you.
I'm Luke. Hermes is my father. That doesn't matter. We're all on the same team here. Oh, knock it off, Clarice.
Every new kid shows up here and they think they're special.
I'm Annabeth.
Annabeth sees the world differently, always six steps ahead of everyone else.
Percy Jackson, you have been claimed by Poseidon.
Before camp, I was on the road. Me and a forbidden kid I met along the way. Her name is Thalia.
When Annabeth first arrived here with Thalia and Luke, they were being chased by monsters. Zeus intervened to save her life and changed her form.
Zeus is going to war with Poseidon. Olympians fight. We betray. We backstab.
Ares.
Hello again, little hero.
It was Kronos. He's behind all of it.
I know where Kronos is. I put him there.
Everything the Oracle said has either come true or makes sense. You shall go west and face the god who was turned. Find what was stolen and see it returned. And you shall be betrayed by one who calls you a friend.
We're gonna help Kronos bring the Golden Age back.
You're more than a hero now. You are a leader in the eyes of your fellow half-bloods.
You got it?
Is that your stretcher's license?
Officially authorized to begin the quest for Pan.
No matter what happens, we meet back here next year.
Lord of the Wild, if you are near, give me a sign.
Sims, is that you? What are you doing here? Campers aren't allowed to search for Pan.
We're not campers anymore, Grover. We just want to see what you found. Where's the rest of it?
Rest of what?
Another dead end. Luke is not gonna be happy.
Luke? Wait, are you guys part of Luke's rebellion? Wait. Why are you guys following me? What does Luke want with Pan?
You've already seen too much.
You guys get nightmares, right? Probably not like mine. See, demigods get ones that tell the future. Or try to kill us. Usually, I talk this over with my best friends, but cell phones attract monsters, so gotta wait for camp and hope they're okay. Good news is, I don't have to wait long.
Hey, someone's up early.
It's the last day of school miracle. Hey, Tyson. Is this yours?
Oh. Thanks, Percy.
That looks pretty cool, Tyson. What is that?
Compass. So I don't get lost.
Oh, yeah. This is Tyson. He's a Cyclops. He lives with us now. Mom met Tyson while volunteering at a homeless shelter. Then she got him enrolled in my school.
Percy!
Where I was his only friend.
Percy!
Mom was the only other person who could see his true form. She sees a lot, actually. Sometimes, I wonder if she could see what was about to happen.
What's wrong? Something on your mind this morning, what is it?
I had a nightmare. It's about Grover.
Maybe I should drive you guys to camp tonight instead of tomorrow.
You guys? Mom, why do you keep getting his hopes up?
I had a dream, too. A golden drachma spinning in a void on one side, a trident on the other, a scythe.
Kronos. What do you think it means?
Maybe that two things that feel so opposite or somehow...
Two sides of the same coin.
I was going for something more profound.
Mom, if this is another talk about me and Tyson...
What about me?
Tyson, what do I always say?
Oh.
Okay, I'll start. Being a real hero... in standing up for others. Listen to your mother.
Wear it that low, you know. The mist protects people from seeing monsters, so you're...
Good.
It's okay.
No, it's not. I just called you a monster, and that wasn't nice.
You have monster friends.
Yeah, I do.
Your best friend, Goder. You let him go to Hero Camp, too. I can't wait to go.
So, Grover is a satyr. Kind of like a nature spirit, like nymphs and dryads all work at Camp Half-Blood, but humans and monsters aren't allowed in.
A naiad. My mom's a naiad. Does that count?
Unless you never knew your parents.
I don't.
So how do you know you're...
Gray sisters?
Okay. Put me down, big guy.
He said put him down.
Annabeth? What are you... Whoa, Tyson, both of you stop!
Wait a minute. You know this, Cyclops?
It's okay, put me down.
You're Annabeth. Percy talks about you all the time.
Tyson?
Nice. You look at a picture all the time, right?
I thought you were in Virginia with your dad. What's going on?
You didn't have the dream?
About Grover?
About camp. Everything was on fire. The cabins, the arena. Right after I woke up, I sent an iris message to the big house.
What did Chiron say?
An answer. But look. This guy did.
Who's that?
No idea. But he was staying at Kara's office. Gave me this look. They cut me off. And now you tell me Grover's in trouble.
Yeah, my dream. You think that's connected?
It's all connected, child. Your satyr friend is in a dark, dark place. Far from anything he's ever known.
Anger! Stop doling out sight for free. They haven't paid yet.
Yes, I did.
Not for that, you didn't. Extra passenger, extra fare.
Percy, I spent my last drachma to pay for you.
Percy?
Wait, what were you saying about Grover? You know where he is?
The Gray Sisters see all.
They only have one eye.
Look who's talking. Pay or get out.
Wait, hold on. I have a drachma.
Oh, so this is your boyfriend, huh? No wonder you dream about him.
I never said boyfriend. I never said boyfriend.
Okay.
I didn't.
I believe you. Maybe we should just take the train.
No, the Gray Sisters are the fastest way to camp. We gotta go there now.
Okay, found it. Found it.
I got the eye. Let me look.
You can't tell from looking.
Wasp was right.
Shouldn't the driver have the eye?
Ingrid, let me look at it.
You've seen enough. Coin's good.
Three for Camp Half-Blood.
Wait, tell me what you know about Grover.
Is Grover the other boyfriend?
No.
Is it other boyfriend?
The tall one in her dream.
Stop giving things away!
Give it back! Give it back!
Tell me where Grover is.
We cannot tell.
Okay. Well, they clearly don't need this to drive.
Let's get rid of it.
I said, where's Grover?
30, 31, 75, 12!
Oh, he is cute.
What do those numbers mean?
You'll see.
What? No fire. Everything seems fine.
Is this Hero Camp? For real?
Actually, it's through those trees over that hill.
So cool.
What's wrong?
Just a little dizzy. Space Mountain has nothing on the Gray Sisters.
You tried a roller coaster. Did you love it?
I tried a lot of things. Even wrote you about some of them.
I know. I read all your... Wait, you got my letters, right?
Looks like you left a couple things out.
Tyson's been living with us. My mom took him in. I promised I'd look out for him. I didn't think he'd be coming to camp.
Yeah, Sally has to know that, right? That he can't enter?
I tried telling her. Look, can we talk about something else? I want to hear what you thought about Space Mountain and, like, school. Because I did read your letters. And honestly, I felt like you left some stuff out, too.
Down.
Hey, Clarice.
Shut up, Jackson.
Oh, you fixed your spear.
Don't even. What are you two doing out here? All non-combatants are to shelter in their cabins during monster attacks. I will not be taking the blame for your dumb deaths. Clear the field and let the warriors work.
Tyson, you okay?
I'm good.
Welcome to Camp Half-Blood. Usually there's more s'mores than less. Ground assault.
by Strigonians.
Come again?
Giant cannibals from the far north. Odysseus fought them once. Strong, but stupid.
They fight like a team, so not that stupid.
But why attack the back of camp? This could have been a distraction. Draw defense away from their true target while testing the strength of the barrier.
You mean like the barrier created by Thalia's tree?
Again?
I'll see you out there. What is it?
I don't... Elder Python Venom. Luke poisoned her.
The tree is a girl?
Was. Thalia was a hero. Who made her last stand right here. To protect her friends. She was a daughter of Zeus. He saw her sacrifice. Didn't save her.
But did change her into something that could save others.
The tree makes the magic shield.
Thalia saved Luke's life. How could he do this?
Because he's not Luke anymore. He's... lost. He serves Kronos now. That's all he's about.
Kronos?
Lord of the Titans. He wants to take down Olympus, and now so does Luke. He'll destroy anything if it helps bring the Titans back to power.
Cyclops! 12 o'clock!
He's a friend!
It's inside our boundary. Stand aside.
He has permission.
From who? From me.
Does camp still stand?
Camp stands strong.
So waking me up was not necessary.
So sorry, my lord.
Any casualties?
Not on our side. We do have wounded, though, being treated by the...
What's important now is to identify who is responsible and how to punish them.
It was Luke. He led the giants right to this spot. They were a distraction while he poisoned...
No, I know you. Who are you?
It's Percy Jackson, my lord.
Ah, yes. Son of Poseidon, I've heard all about you.
Right. And you are?
Tantalus. King Tantalus of Anatolia.
Tantalus. You're the guy who can't touch food no matter how hungry he gets.
Yes, thank you for recalling my curse. I had momentarily forgotten. What is that?
Cyclops. Sir.
Ah, right. Kill it.
How many times do I... He's with me! He's not a threat! He's...
He's your brother.
Oh, wow. He never could keep his trident to himself. Am I right?
It is rather funny.
Yeah. You gotta keep an eye on
him. Mr. D.
Wait a minute.
Can we get back to the part about Camp being in danger?
Oh, you. I know you, too. You're the one who opened the iris message into my private quarters.
You mean Chiron's office?
You mean my office.
See, Tantalus here is the new activities director, as decreed by Zeus himself, who also booted Ponyboy on account of the fact that he's the son of Cronos.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not know that?
No, it's just that's a stupid reason.
Oh?
Zeus is also a son of Cronos. Why doesn't he just boot himself?
Okay. Look, Peter. We all know that last year you did something cool. Honestly, I don't even remember what it was. But because you did, I'm gonna let you know that the danger the camp is under is greater than you can possibly imagine. See, Tantalus had the delicious idea to revive the chariot races as this year's camp-wide competition. This latest attack, though, threatens to throw our entire schedule completely off.
No, I don't think we need to postpone more Dionysus.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, do you really believe these stories of rogue demigods leading monsters? Or is this just your basic seasonal attack with the most damage done to camp morale, which the chariot race could help restore?
Are you serious right now?
We need a quest to heal Thalia's tree.
Heal the tree? How?
Yeah. How?
Give us a quest.
I don't think I like your tone.
I don't care. Luke was here and he knew what he was doing. If the tree falls, the barrier falls, and camp will be open to any attack. To every attack!
Guards? The only demigod monster alliance I've seen today is between you and your Cyclops brother, so why don't you go join him in cabin confinement immediately?
Mr. D, are you okay with this?
I also find your tone a little harsh.
Something you'd like to add?
No. Bro, did you know? This whole time? But you said your mother was a naiad. You knew that. So how did you know that?
I didn't. Oh.
Don't lie to me, Tyson. Please.
No, no way. We're best friends and we're bros. I would never lie.
We're not bros. We're... Poseidon's our father, but...
Yeah.
And it's just a lot for me. Like... It must be for you. I'm just not sure what it means.
It means I'm not alone.
So that sucked. Do you want to talk? Actually, do you want to walk? Come on, we're already in trouble. What are they gonna do?
No, it's just... Tyson's a little... I'm... tired of talking to him right now. Why don't you come in?
No, it's cool.
It's okay, for real.
I know, it's... I was gonna check the damage to Dahlia's tree. Maybe talk to the Dryads about it. I thought you said you had no drachmas.
Huh?
One of your letters you wrote? You wish you could Iris message, but you didn't have a drachma to pay for tribute.
I didn't. That one in the cab my mom gave me this morning, I didn't even know she had one. Wait a minute, you said that you spent your last drachma to pay for my cab fare. That means you had at least two. This whole year, why didn't you reach out?
That's what I'm trying to do now.
Okay, maybe just give me a few minutes.
Don't worry about it. Just get some sleep.
She's right, you know. You should sleep. In the streets, you can't. Because the monsters will know. There was a Sphinx who told me. On 77th Street. Big bully. He said my mom was a Naiad. My dad was one of the gods. I just thought he was tricking me.
Monsters come after you a lot. Out there.
Sleep's good. Means you're safe. And I think we'll get good sleep here.
I know you're hurting. But can you still hear me? Just asking because even before Luke left, you were the only one I could really talk to. I'm going to fix this. I just need to know how. Please.
Percy! Is that you?
Grover!
Percy! Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Wait. Why are you wearing my clothes?
I think for the same reason you're wearing mine. Oh, wow. Does that make sense? I think that makes sense.
What? Please tell me what makes sense.
Were you recently in a taxi with Annabeth and... like a Cyclops?
Yes.
Boom! Empathy link! Has to be!
Does it? What is that?
It's a bond. A telepathic, empathic bond between a satyr and a demigod that can cut through time, space, and dreams. Super rare. It can only happen between...
best friends.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry! Sorry. All good. So, how's this work?
I don't really know. You mean like...
like, are you in my dream, or am I in yours, or...
I think both. Like, we're creating the same dream at the same time.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
I think the dream is collapsing. Or he's coming back.
Look, we don't have a lot of time. I really am trapped in this cave. Though it doesn't look this cool in real life with
the mirrors and... how did you get here?
A sea monster. Technically, but it's all part of his system.
His trap.
Who's he?
Polyphemus. He's using threads from the fleece as bait for satyrs because its nature magic gives off the same scent as Pan. Wait, that's what Luke's team was after. Not Pan, but the fleece.
Grover, slow down. What are you talking about? What fleece?
The golden fleece.
It has the power to heal anything or anyone. I wonder why Luke's team wants it. Oops. Percy, you gotta get me out of here. You gotta find me.
I'm coming to get you. Tell me exactly where this cave is.
30, 31, 75, 12.
Bad dream?
Oh, Grover. And a monster's treasure. Two sides of the same coin.
Same coin?
Same place I made. Thirty, 31, 75, 12. Same place. I know how to save camp.
Thank you.
Grover needs my help, and I'm not gonna let some stupid lost buck quest stand in my way.
Percy!
Grover?